This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This economy, as you know, because we tell you all the time, depends on American consumers consuming. So it stands to reason that American companies count on American consumers, too. And while we have largely stepped up, we being consumers, the pandemic has introduced no small amount of uncertainty into our spending habits. So a lot of American companies have started looking at Chinese consumers to keep them afloat. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai, Chinese consumers have a lot going on, too.
In the commercial district of Shanghai, an American firm sets up a test kitchen to put its twist on a Chinese classic, golden fried rice. Chef Yang Beichuan covers a bowl of cooked rice with a thick yellow mixture.
With the rice, make sure the rice absorbs enough liquid of the egg we have. And then you can fry it like this.
The egg he's referring to comes not from chickens, but rather mung beans. It's a plant-based egg, and the U.S. startup behind it and this cooking demo is Eat Just. CEO Joshua Tetrick says China was part of its business plan from day one.
About 1.4 trillion eggs are laid and consumed every year, and about 30% of all those eggs are laid and consumed in China. The U.S. is a little bit less than 10%.
China's market is not only big, but the authorities have the pandemic controlled enough that the firm could hold this cooking demo, where masks are optional. About a dozen potential customers showed up, like retiree Hua Meiying.
When I buy food, I care more about whether it's nutritional. That's even more important now with the pandemic.
Consumers like her helped China's retail sales bounce back in August for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Spending increased 4.3% in October over the same month last year. But to get Chinese consumers to spend more might be tough. A lot of them save for things like medical costs. At a retirement home in Shanghai, 83-year-old Mao Xiuzhen plays mahjong on a smart tablet. She says she and her husband, both retired government doctors, had $750,000 in savings, but all that is gone.
My husband was sick for 3 years. We had to move from one rehabilitation facility to another every 2 months. He had 6 strokes in 3 years, became paralyzed at a nursing home, and passed away a few months ago.
Luckily, she still has a pension that covers her stay at a new government retirement home. Another big expense for Chinese consumers, children's education, like extra English lessons on weekends. Zhang Xiaowu's 6-year-old attends a few different outside lessons, adding up to $3,000 a year. And if he wants to get his son into the best schools in Shanghai, he needs to buy a property here.
But apartments in Shanghai are too expensive. And even if I have the money, it would take me 5 to 6 years just to qualify to buy one.
That's because of China's strict residential registration system. It doesn't grant full rights in the city to people from the countryside, like Zhang Xiaowu. So he has to earn points in Shanghai, like upgrade his technical diploma to a bachelor's degree. That'll cost another $3,000 a year. He also has to make sure he and his employer have paid fully into the city's social welfare fund. If not, he has to make up for the shortfall. Back at the cooking demo, participant Selena Yuan has just popped a tofu plant-based egg roll into her mouth.
It's very tasty. It has the same texture as chicken eggs.
But a bottle of plant-based egg right now costs $7 in China, double what it's selling for in America. It's too pricey, says Selena Yuan, compared to regular chicken eggs. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.